I'm always a little nervous. I guess you're always nervous when you get up in front of people. I must have been a little more nervous than usual this morning. You know how you have those kind of dreams? You're just waking up in the morning and you're kind of half in it and half out of it. I dreamed that I got to church this morning and had my jeans on with holes in them. So I decided that I'd run home and change between sermon and class when I had to get up here and do this. Then about halfway through the sermon, I realized I'm not going to have time to do that. It's just one of those crazy dreams, you know. So I went out to the parking lot, get in the car and go home, and I couldn't find the car. And it just went, you know how those things go. You just, you know, one thing leads to another. But I'm here. Think I'm all right. Today we're going to talk about this song, A Wonderful Savior. The words written by Francis Jane Crosby. And now normally we don't spend a lot of time on the author of the words, but I'm going to make an exception today just because Fanny is what she's known by. She's just such a prolific songwriter and just an interesting person in general to look at. So I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about Fanny Crosby. She was born in 1820 and lived to be almost 95 years of age. She was born in New York, about 50 miles north of New York City. And of course, you know, we all know her as Fanny Crosby, and that's what you'll see in the songs that she wrote. She also wrote so many songs that the publishers kind of, I don't know, they used a lot of different names for her. She had like hundreds of pen names that she went by. She was also in England known by her married name, Van Alstyne. She married Alexander in 1858. She was about 37, 38 years old. She became a household name by the end of the 19th century. You just can't imagine. It's different today. Of course, we have television, radio, and stuff like that. Back in those days, people that wrote songs and things, they were kind of your celebrities. She's known for her hymns and gospel songs, and that kind of goes without saying. Now, I found this map, and just to kind of give you an idea. This is what the U.S. looked like the year she was born. So, it's quite different than what we know of today. In fact, Alabama became a state in 1919. So, Maine became a state in 1920. So, it's just, I just thought I'd throw this up there just to kind of snap you into, you know, what period of time that Fanny lived in. It's very different, just different, okay? Like the, you know, Spain still owned a lot of what we know now as the U.S. So just a different time. This is the year she was born, 1920. Okay, accomplishments. Now, nobody really knows how many gospel songs and hymns Fanny wrote. It's over 8,000. Nobody really knows. She probably don't even know. It's kind of interesting reading about how they did copyrights and royalties and things back in those days. The men and women that wrote the words, the lyrics, they generally were just paid, you know, a flat fee, maybe a dollar or two, and then that was it. And it was the prestige and the royalties and all went to a person that wrote the music. And Fanny was very giving person. A lot of the things that she got, she just turned around and gave to people that she considered less fortunate than her. So she really didn't have a lot during her life. Somebody's estimated that there are over 100 million copies of her songs printed. Just a tremendous, like I say, prolific writer. She was inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 1975. She didn't just do gospel things. She wrote about 1,000 secular poems. There were 4 books published of her poems. She had 2 autobiographies. And like I mentioned before, she had as many as like 200 pen names that she would write under. Now here are some songs that, the article I was reading on her just listed these. So I actually just cut and pasted these right into this slide. I think I removed 2 or 3. And then I went through our songbook and put the numbers after them. So, and you know these songs, you know. You can hear the tune in your mind, I suspect, you know, as you look at the titles here, All the Way My Savior Leads Me, Blessed Assurance, Close to Thee, He Hideth My Soul. That's the one we're doing today. It's another title. Hide Me, O My Savior. I Am Thine, O Lord. Jesus Is Tenderly Calling. Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. Near the Cross, Pass Me Not. Praise Him, Praise Him. Redeemed. Rescue the Perishing. Safe in the Arms of Jesus. I'll mention this one a little bit later. Saved by Grace. Savior, More Than Life to Me. Take the World, But Give Me Jesus. Tell Me the Story of Jesus. Though Your Sins Be as Scarlet, 'Tis the Blessed Hour of Prayer. To God Be the Glory and to the Work. Now, those are just some, you know, of her more famous songs. And as you can see, a lot of those are in our book. And I remember someone said to me one time, says, I noticed that you sing a lot of Fanny Crosby songs. It's not that I do that on purpose. It's just, you know, when you're picking songs, it's hard to miss them. You're bound to hit one. In fact, Clint led one coincidentally this morning. The first one he led was To God Be the Glory. So, just the way it happens. She's probably has as many songs in our book as any other author. But she did have some challenges. Her father passed away when she was but 12 months old, so she never really knew her father. When she was 6 weeks old, she caught a slight cold in her eyes, and her family physician was away, and another country doctor was called in to treat her, and he prescribed hot mustard poultices to be applied to her eyes, which destroyed her eyesight completely. It was later learned that the man was really not qualified to practice medicine, but he'd left town and was never heard from again. Another thing that happened to her is her only child, a daughter by the name of Frances, died soon after birth. And a lot of people think that was probably a sudden, death syndrome. But that particular event inspired her to write the words to Safe in the Arms of Jesus. And that's kind of the way she was. She didn't let those kind of things apparently get her down. Education, she moved to Connecticut at age 9 and stayed until 15. Her mother was busy making a living, so it was her grandmother who had a big influence on Fanny. And her grandmother taught her, introduced her to the Bible, taught her a lot of things. Eventually, Fanny could actually repeat from memory the Pentateuch. That's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Okay. And the book of Ruth, many of the Psalms.